USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a Tennessee man is under investigation for the Christmas Day bombing that injured three people, damaged more than 40 businesses, and interrupted communication systems. This morning, first responders with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department spoke about the response. Officer Michael Sipes was right next to the RV before it exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. Heard it making the announcements, essentially telling us there was an explosive device in the vehicle, not to approach it, that we should be evacuating the area.
Authorities are looking into Warner's activity while forensic analysts review evidence, including human tissue found at the blast site. Police say an active-duty serviceman in the U.S. Army shot six people at random inside a bar at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night. 37-year-old Duke Webb of Florida was arrested and charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the COVID-19 pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union he believes the worst is yet to come and calls the trend quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge, and as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two coronavirus vaccines. They have issued new guidance stating that people with underlying health conditions, also those with weakened immune systems not related to COVID, and those with autoimmune conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Donald Trump still hasn't signed the budget proposal passed by Congress. A Republican lawmaker says his refusal to do so could hurt his legacy. More from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
The budget proposal contains stimulus checks of $600. Trump wants $2,000 checks, and there's concern he'll veto the bill because of it. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says that would tarnish Trump's term in office.
I understand he wants to be remembered for advocating for big checks, but the danger is he'll be remembered for chaos and misery and erratic behavior if he allows this to expire.
Toomey tells Fox News Sunday if Trump signs the current bill, Congress can then work on a separate bill with bigger stimulus checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
On the gridiron, the bowling and college football continued on Saturday. USA Radio's Dan Naraki runs down the action.
Three college bowl games were on the schedule on Saturday. It was originally four games, but the Gasparilla Bowl was canceled after South Carolina had a COVID outbreak and did not have enough players to field the team. In the Lending Tree Bowl, Georgia State knocked off Western Kentucky 39-21. Number 19 Louisiana held off a second-half rally by UTSA to win the First Responders Bowl 31-24. And Liberty snapped number 12 Coastal Carolina's 12-game winning streak with a 37-34 win in overtime of the Cure Bowl.
In early NFL action, the Giants facing off against the Ravens, also the Falcons and Chiefs and the Colts and Steelers. It's the Titans and Packers on Sunday Night Football. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.